Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I am a machine today. I am an efficiency machine today. Today, very busy in the O'Mara household. We get the little guy up. That's my task. My task is now to, because Mrs. O'Mara is taking him to school, my task is also to handle the dogs. Both dogs, both reliefs, pee and poop. Very significant, very big deal in our house. We
fast,
do that.
Fast when you take him out to do that?
Yes.
I hate when they linger. It's not good.
It was good today. You want to give him a medal because it's
you
like,
do.
Thanks, guys. I'm a little tight on time. At one point, a couple of things were coming up that Carla was saying to me. I got my headphones on because we put on a little cartoon action for my kid right before school to relax him. And she's talking to me about something. She said, "You look urgent." I said, "How come when you look urgent about your work, it's okay, but and stop the presses? But when I look urgent about my work, it's somehow not acceptable."
Did you say you were wearing headphones, like big Bob Hope headphones?
I wear my AirPods Max that are noise canceling so that I can curate my material for this show You Can Eat.
And, I didn't know you had the big guys. Those are very cool looking.
Well, they're good because they actually can, you know, allow Carla to do her thing and Michael to do his thing. And I'm doing that. And, you know, I
like the big ones because then you can look across the room and see Mike's in his place. Leave him alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it didn't work this morning. And, you know, and I'm spending more time on the video portion of the show because I want to have at least a reasonable amount of dialogue and audio because the audio listeners deserve that. And I heard you loud and clear when you said that. So I get it. I understand. And
you're
what's
like
driving me nuts.
Program
and we're going to deal with it.
WGAY, Mike, we heard what you had to say.
All right. We're going to deal with this right now. Rob Spiewak has something wrong with his lighting, Josh. I'm not going to look at it all day with a giant shadow going across his forehead. What is going on?
Let me try this.
With
Hold
that?
On, Mike. I can
there's
this.
Like a line that goes across your. No.
Does that
change
it?
No.
What is the deal with that? What the hell has he done again?
He's been working on the lighting because he's tired of the powder references.
Right. I don't care.
I think the powder factor is very negligible today. It looks really good.
Thank
but
you.
There seems to be a shadow of some kind.
Is it here?
Rob, what if you put on that?
That's just my head.
Yeah, put the hat on.
See? Mike, I've got a divot.
No,
on the
go side
of
to the. Go like this. No. Look. You're talking to a child. Go right, left, like this.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I think it looks.
See?
Fine. There's a little.
You see what I'm doing?
There is.
Right,
but Mike,
front,
it's the shape
stop,
of my head.
Mouth for just a second.
Oh, it's
please.
Like talking to a child. I'm sorry I interrupted.
It is.
Got to get off to kindergarten.
You don't know. I mean, you don't.
Well, you're seeing something that is just natural.
No, that's my head. No. Hold on.
Can
please
you see
calm
if it
down.
Changes if you put on a hat?
Yes.
Let's
hold
see
on.
If it's your head.
See the way the
because
light just jumps
be.
All over the place?
Is that better?
Go do that thing again. It's side to side. No. Do you see what I'm talking about? The way it's like...
No, there's
strips of light. It looks like, what's the deal?
It is kind of like there's a seam in the middle.
Take your hat off. You can take your hat off now so we can get this right. The seam is right behind him. Where that photo of, I think, his son in the Capitals jersey.
Well, we just got to balance the backlight and the.
Could it be, Mike, that it's my chair blending in?
No. I guess we'll have to deal with it tomorrow.
We'll deal with it tomorrow. Yesterday, it was the striped shirt.
Yesterday
was
my shirt
the camera to go crazy.
And I must be on the air because, you know, the world is blowing me up right there.
I'm sure it's someone calling with a fix for my lighting.
No, it's just you say that dismissively, like
because,
it's not a thing,
Mike.
You know?
This is a dent in my head. All right, when I lost the weight,
Rob, I'm going to make it really clear to you. It has nothing to do with the shape of your.
You just
head.
Said when I pointed to this dent, you said that's it.
No, and that's the area where the lighting is.
As
Josh,
you move,
can you explain it to him?
Yeah,
I can't.
As you move, the shadow on your head. Moves locations.
All right,
not
let me turn off this light and see if this is the problem. This is a There. Oh, did that
help? Looks like he's under a tree at sunset.
It does. It looks like, well, no, I don't think that helped at all. But that's exactly
what it looks like. You can turn that back on if you want.
It's on now. All right. How about if I turn off this light? Hold on. It's shadow is a result of light. So if we take away the light, then we'll get.
It is. It's like you're at a ball game and you started in the sun and now you're in the shadow. It's moving.
Yeah. Is that any better?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. We'll live with that. That's great. We'll live with that today.
We'll work on it.
Be fine. Just try to stay still. That's all. That's you know, and that's what
Mike. You know me, and that's something I can do. Almost comatose.
Yeah, but your head moves around a lot, and it's like right now.
What do you want to get some stress?
He just says that's something I can do. I'm just trying to get the little details right here. Now, just one more sway, so we can take a look at it.
I'd rather not.
Just we'll a little be fine.
Bit. What's that?
Just a little bit, just so we can see. Because I think he fixed a little bit, Josh. Not slow. No, it's still there. It's weird to me.
It's like stripes.
It's a stripe. Am I right?
I don't think it might not be the lights. It might be your camera.
It's his camera.
I think your camera might be trying to adjust. And when you move, it's trying to change its focus from you to the stuff behind you.
All right, let me see if it's got anything auto-ticked on the camera.
I get yelled at for this. I get so much crap for this when we do this.
Yeah, stop picking on Rob.
I'm sorry. Yeah, stop picking on Rob. Yeah.
No, he's not picking on me. He's picking on the camera.
You love it.
Who, I love it?
Yes, you do. You love it when you say that. Yes, you do. Yes,
what's the matter with you?
Just no. I want. Are we fixing this? Are we trying to fix it or not?
I have nothing automatic selected on my camera.
All right, I've got one more thing to test.
Great.
That your Caps picture back there.
Yeah.
Could you just tip it down or take it down? Because I think it might be trying to focus on those faces when your head moves.
Really? Could it be that intricate? Huh?
Let's see.
Maybe. Maybe?
Yeah, it's gone. It fixed
it. It's gone. To a degree.
Yeah. That's weird.
That's interesting.
But is it perfect?
Not yet. No.
But the line's not there.
It can be.
The visible line is not there.
At some point, it can be. And it'll be fine. Everything will be.
I'm sorry, Robert. Your gift no longer gets to be in the shot.
Sorry to take your family down.
I know that's your priority, but don't worry. You can probably adjust it. And
we'll work on it afterwards.
And get back in the shot. So that's.
So are we ready to start the show?
I think we can. I think we can get started. Rob dropped something on me right before. And by the way, for those of you who are going to say I'm flogging Rob now, I'm really not.
He's not.
It was just a look that I noticed. But, you know. And
we could have edited it out, but it's fun to deal with on the show.
Cheers. Rob dropped something on me right before the show started about our beloved hometown team in Washington, D.C. that is naming something. What's going on? What happened?
You know how they used to play at FedEx Field?
FedEx Field out in Landover, Maryland. Yeah,
exactly. Formerly Jack Kent Cook Stadium, formerly the Cookie Jar.
Yes.
Effective this season, it is Northwest Stadium.
Oh, so Northwest Airlines?
New corporate.
Is Northwest Airlines still a thing?
No. It's Northwest Credit Union.
Oh, Northwest.
No, I think it's the airlines.
No, sorry. I've never heard of Northwest Credit Union. Are they a thing around D.C.? I've been gone long enough where I haven't heard of them.
We don't have them down here.
But the thing that's so magnificent about it, Mike, is you know what the color of Northwest Credit Union is? Blue.
They don't probably think about that. So Northwest, what is it called again? Northwest Stadium?
Yeah, I'll bring up the news release. Hold on.
Okay.
But they spent the money and they got the rights.
That's how it
works. I'm all for selling rights, but Northwest Federal Credit Union, yes.
What's great about that blue color scheme is the official rollout is September 15th when the Commanders play the Giants for the home opener.
That'll be great.
All right. Oh, that's right. So the Giants will be playing the Commanders' first home game. But the Giants play Minnesota.
We stand corrected. The stadium is in Greater Landover, Maryland.
Greater Landover. I have to say this because I put it on my show prep.
Yeah.
Yesterday was cut down day in the NFL where they had to trim their rosters to the maximum 53 players. So like each team dumps about 20 players that work their asses off. And, you know, if we think the broadcast business is cruel, You know, you have exemplary, top of the game, top athletes in every level that right. get cut and released. And it's got to be, you know, for a young man in his 20s, it's got to be devastating. And so, you know, you've seen it on Hard Knocks if you watch that. But I am rapidly becoming aware of the fact that I'm going to have another horrific spectator sports season with my New York Giants. I'm firmly convinced, and I wrote it down here, my Giants are really going to suck this year. And for those of you that have sucky football teams that you root for, I guess you're probably feeling the same way. And it's because of the over coverage that they get up there, the media. I read an awful lot about it. Every team that has an NFL, every city's got an NFL team has this, where you know, either read the good or the bad. And teams like the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm sure that they're all buoyant and optimistic, whereas it's a crapshoot with the New York Giants, and maybe not even a crapshoot, and they're talking about how bad they're going to be. So between the beloved Red Sox that I root for falling off the cliff and the Giants sucking, suddenly I realize that that's a little chunk of my world that seems like it's rapidly slipping away. So
I
just wanted to share that.
When you would be living in the when you were in Connecticut.
Yes,
and
Central
you were,
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut. And you were near to the team.
Yes.
Up there, and you would follow New York coverage of the New York Giants.
I wouldn't.
Were they? You would not.
Well, no, because in the Dark Ages, back in the 1800s, when we when I was living in just outside Hartford, Connecticut, we had the olden style three networks, four networks.
Okay, I'm curious, in the old days, or even now, the New York media, are they an optimistic media before the season starts?
Okay. No.
They're hateful, like Boston, right?
They're hateful like Boston. I have two media markets for my teams that are carnivorous. They are they're just amazingly difficult. And can I give a shout out to
they're still optimistic in D.C., and we haven't been seen a playoff game since Sonny was throwing the ball. So
But your Red Sox won last night and gained the game.
They did.
They're only four back
they
at the moment.
They won. They looked good last night. They did. Although, you know, Toronto helped. Josh, can I ask you a question about I think these are websites, podcasts. I'm not a regular consumer of the guy that eats the pizza. The guy
Dave
Portnoy. Okay.
Yeah, so he is Barstool Sports.
But he is he is a gazillionaire because of Barstool Sports, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Sports really big along college campuses.
I'm not the massive fan of Barstool Sports until I started watching what's his name again? I'm not trying to do this by a joke. Dave
Portnoy.
Portnoy. I am watching this guy. He does the pizza videos. Have you seen the pizza videos, Rob, where he goes into a pizza shop and he samples and he gives them a rating? Have you seen that?
No, but it's a sports guy that does this?
Maybe we can bring a picture up of the guy. People recognize him when you see him.
Is he heavy?
He and Mike are very similar political as well.
Is he really? Is he a lefty?
No, he's a huge Republican, big Trump guy.
That's okay. Oh. Doesn't matter.
He was speaking ironically.
So this guy... I watched him. I'm okay with the pizza stuff, but it's kind of like he's one of these bombastic kind of guys.
Sure.
But the thing that got me is they now are posting videos of golf competition. And there is a guy that I think also writes for, he's an internet phenomenon called Jersey Jerry. I think he's Jersey Jerry, but I think he's kind of a Pittsburgh guy, if I'm not mistaken. And they are posting videos of a golf tournament, and it is fracturingly funny. It is fracturingly funny.
How?
because they are very average to below average golfers.
Okay.
And they set it up like a real Ryder Cup tournament, and it is a blast to watch because there's ball busting, and I've just been riveted by it. And I don't think about politics. I don't think about the pizza. I don't think about the bombastic guy. But it's just him. At one point, there's one video of him taking on this guy, Jersey Jerry, because he tells him he's a terrible golfer. And then they have a $10,000 bet and they're out there playing a 9-hole match. And I found it, you know, sharing that that level of bad quality golf is marvelous. Makes me realize why I love the sport, because I can, anybody that has ever on an amateur level hit the egg can relate to these guys and the shots they hit. So I wanted to give a shout out. They don't need my help.
No,
God knows they don't need my help, but I wanted to get, and it's that it reminds me of me when I was a younger man also.
Okay.
That's
Mike, this just in. Yes. Greater Landover, Maryland. It is not named after Northwest Orient Airlines. And I can sing you that jingle if you like. Northwest Orient Airlines.
That was before Northwest.
Yeah. The world is going our way.
Okay,
so the Commanders have come to terms with Northwest Federal Credit Union for naming rights to the team's home field in Landover, Maryland. This marks a new chapter for the Washington Commanders and will rebrand the team's home from Commanders Field to Northwest Stadium. I had forgotten they lost the FedEx Field endorsement, and last year they were Commanders Field.
What did they lose them because of the quality of the team and all the?
Well,
BS
they just stopped paying them, and they thought it was a bad idea to keep the name up there.
Okay, I get it.
Well, anyway, they're excited to work together. However, representatives from the Commanders say they'd like to be in a new stadium by 2026.
Gotcha.
Start building it last year.
Can we find a picture of that Dave Portnoy guy?
Well, I've got the video of him and Jerry.
Okay, let's say quick.
Jersey Jerry.
Sure. This is Jersey. Away? This is funny.
Him, I think.
No. Jersey Jerry for the win.
He misses a 4-foot putt.
And he puts it 4 feet by. Everybody can relate to that.
Yeah. So there's that's, Dave.
That's Dave.
This would be a fitting end. Two guys missing the same exact.
It's fun. It's fun.
I love
it's
that they're really covering it like a real tournament.
It's delightful. It's delightful.
And I win.
It really
I was up one stroke prior to that putt.
Right.
Now they're arguing about the score?
All that stuff.
You lost the press.
So there's no way that I could win.
No. If I miss.
They don't know the rules. It's so much fun.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Have you seen me play?
Now he putts for the short putt to win.
Okay.
Or
this
tie.
Is to win.
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
He misses it, too. It's delightful. Yeah. It's absolutely delightful.
That is great.
I don't know where you go to get that. Barstool Sports probably will take you right there.
Yeah.
And you'll
Search
see they don't need my help. They don't need my help, but it made me laugh. So salute to great content that's out there. Okay. I didn't want to talk about this yesterday because I didn't want to bring it to the table until it really happened. And this is where, when you're a parent, ladies and gentlemen, you suffer with your kids, you feel joy with your kids,
yes.
You have the ups, you have the downs. There was my son's very first political battle in school, where he was running against another kid who will go nameless for class representative. Now, last year, you remember, they put him a teacher put him on the character council. So it was a real pleat in his cape. The other kid that was put on the character council, I believe, was the kid he was running against. He was...
Without naming a name, Mike, is this the one he was running against? Is he the one with the brain worm?
Yes, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy III.
The third. No, it's Jr. It's Jr.
Okay. Well, I was saying that his son would be in school.
Oh, yes,
with your
there
kid.
You go. So this, it was kind of last minute. It came up just this school year. So school's just started. And he had picture day yesterday, and that's when I remember helping him with his tie, and I told you all about that. And then I also helped him with a little 60-second speech he was going to give. And he's talking about how he talks to his friends, and he thinks that these people are going to vote for him, and these are going to be vote for him, and blah, blah, blah. And I get to the school to pick him up yesterday, and I look over, and I see his eyes are red, and I know what happened.
Tough day.
And it was just so difficult, but it also, to me, a valuable lesson, the business of politics, that and apparently he lost in a very small class by one vote, and he was just, he was really banged up. It is just, I channeled the movie Election with Reese Witherspoon. Where she's sobbing. And it's just Tracy Flick. Pick Flick, Rob.
That's
Pick
right.
Flick. And it was It just was. It's you do. It's life, and it goes on. And
didn't he call the fifth graders and ask them to just find him two more votes? Just right. Find me two more votes.
I need you to find me.
Right. Did he blame the other guy for bringing in non-students, kids from other schools?
That's right. Hysterical. No, he was going to build a wall.
He was
between
on
his school
the
and
phone
the other
with
school.
The Secretary of State last night, and and now today there's a section of the class that's going to they're going to storm the homeroom teacher's desk.
That'd be good. And they're stand behind their lectern.
Did he have a campaign slogan?
No, it was not that big a deal. This is representative. This is not the whole fifth grade.
Yeah,
so,
but it paves the way to class president.
It does.
Well, that's why you want that loss, because that then motivates you for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
To never lose again.
Just ask Jimmy Carter.
It's just, you know, I don't know.
Were
I don't
you
know.
This?
And I am
question.
A bad loser when it comes to my kids. I am a bad when my kids get hurt. I'm bad at that. You know, you get fierce. It's you're more fierce when it comes to. And
I know you were popular in school, but were you ever a school politician? Did you run for anything?
Oddly enough, in middle school, maybe two grades ahead, maybe eighth grade. I want to say it was eighth grade. Got burned in a school election as well. Kids can be at this age. This is where the cruelty starts to kick in.
You're right.
This is where the the little thing. And I may have so this morning, this is what's going to crack you up about this.
Okay.
So all I'm giving him is love, 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 and say I'm proud of you. You're a great kid. You're one, blah, blah. And I'm just building him up, which is what you're supposed to do as a parent. There's a funny line in the movie Election where the mother looks at her, maybe if you'd taken some of my ideas about your speech, that, you know, she's got to project that out of you. You don't do that. You just build
them
up.
No, you can't.
However, I am not going to claim ideal parenting.
Where did you misstep?
In this particular situation, I misstepped multiple times. Rob, technically, if I'm being really honest with you, my missteps were multifold.
Oh, no.
But Mrs. O'Mara... What's
humor.
That?
What? A lot of time for me, the mistake is humor.
No, it was not humor.
Kids
it was
that.
My
yeah.
It was my visceral, instant reaction when he got into the car and was crying, because I know the kid who's a friend of my son's, by the way, and he
still?
Has. Yeah.
Okay,
I think
good.
So, because they were, he mentioned this kid in his speech, which I thought was a classy move on my son's part.
Without name calling.
Without name calling, and in a nice way. And the other kid mentioned that he had been at this school for his whole life, which my son hadn't. So the favor wasn't returned. But anyway.
That makes any difference at all. Shallow
probably
campaign
not.
Promises.
Probably not. But hold on. As he tells me this, I may have, in my emotional reaction, stated that there was probably something hinky that went on, when there probably wasn't at all. It was just me. You know when your team loses and you say, the fix is
straws.
In.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was done at the presidential level.
Yeah,
it's what you do when you lose and you can't handle losing. So I did exactly what we all criticized Donald Trump for, and there I was doing it in the car. And this is the moment that I had an hour and a half ago as they are getting ready to leave and go to school.
Sure.
Michael comes out to me. And Carla is the timing could not have been worse. Carla is walking out of the bedroom as Michael says to me, "Dad, do you really think so and so did something sneaky to win the election?" And Carla stops in her tracks. I get the laser beam devil eyes from her, and she looks at me. And let me see if I can, she looks at me and she says, "Wait a minute.
What did you say to him?"
And I immediately, you know, when you're caught and there's no redemption. What I did, there is no redemption for it.
First that you're realizing that he had this on his mind overnight?
All night.
But did you know he was stewing on it all night?
No, but I should have known if I'd been more in control of my ridiculous, fragile emotions that have done nothing but get me into trouble.
It comes from love.
Oh, I know it, but God, Michael, I'm talking to myself right now.
Yeah.
God almighty, grow up. You're 65. You're even an elderly father, and you're projecting your hang-ups on your kid, and he's fine now. I told him, Michael, I was upset. I didn't mean any of that. It's absolutely untrue, and I'm doing that as Carla's kind of standing over me with her hands on her hips.
She would make another fifth grader apologize to him if he had hurt his feelings. But, Mike, you've learned more now.
Let me... When I like to punish myself, I really like to punish myself. And
that's another flaw right there.
But I really think it's important to...
Are you calling the missus?
I'm calling Mrs. O'Mara just to see what's going on.
Okay. I'm glad you're not calling the other student.
Yesterday, did you give him any ideas of what could have been done?
No.
Did you make suggestions?
Carla, answer the phone for the love
She's
of God.
She's washing a face.
No, she doesn't have a client until 10:30.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, you are? Okay, so you know that's why I called you. I just wanted to say. So when you were pretty pissed when you came out when he said that, right?
Well, yeah, because Michael had been talking about it to me all night about how things might have been gone hinky, and I didn't know that came from you.
Oh, no, it did.
Well, first of all, fifth graders don't use the word hinky unless it's planted.
They don't, Rob said fifth graders don't use the word hinky. I learned my lesson. I know when I've done wrong. I know when I've done wrong. I don't.
What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I can't concentrate because I hear a lag in the background.
Don't worry. Turn your radio down like we told listeners 150 years ago. You're married to somebody who's been on the radio his whole life. You would think you.
I can't because I'm listening on my phone, and then you're calling on my phone.
Well,
is open, and she's multitasking.
Yes, Carla, try to ignore the phone. I mean, we can hear you fine. So,
okay.
I wanted to say I was sorry.
Well, do better.
You know, and I really should have
a way
of calling you without, without using my phone and doing that. What was your reaction when you heard him say, "Dad, do you really think he was doing something hinky?"
I couldn't believe it came from you. The whole time that he was saying that, it was you. It came from you.
Yes, it did.
Of all the people in the world, he chose you.
Please.
What, Carla?
You made the situation a lot worse.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you. Just thought I'd verify that with our listening audience. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, that's her.
Boy, are you married.
You made the situation. Yeah, you made the situation
worse. He chose you.
That's right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
At least she called you before you called the principal today.
I
to try to get a recount.
Exactly.
That's a demand a recount.
Yes. Flick. Pick flick.
Pick flick.
All right. And then my thing's on the floor again. God damn it.
Don't show off.
Because I was going to play a particular... I'm getting it. I'm out of sorts.
All right. He's out of sorts, Josh. I think he's handling it rather well. Considering...
Yeah. I did not expect it to go down this path.
I didn't either.
Introduced a political debate issue, I thought it was going to be... I thought maybe the school was doing a little... Kamala versus Trump thing for the kids.
Yeah, and I wanted to introduce, if possible, a new rule to our podcast. Can we mute other mics when one person is speaking?
This is part of the charm.
We already sit.
Of the Mike O'Mara show. And what
can
I was
we start
going
the
to
show
play.
Now?
No,
oh, by
I'm just going to play
Mike.
This one. Out.
You lost again.
There it is for me.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. I know I've done wrong. I'm going to have a long talk with him this evening. I think I made myself clear that was coming for me. And that I'm going to have a chat with him that was daddy's bad sportsmanship. And it never... By the way, it's the same thing when I forget my meds when I'm on the golf course and I bitch. Because I'm a bad sport. in that way. I'm not a bad sport in that when I concede to someone that I won't, you know, do that and accept defeat and do that. You have to do that if you play golf in any competitive way. But when I bitch about other factors, it's not other factors. It's me. I'm the one right. that made the shot. I'm the I'm just being honest here. That doesn't justify anything, by the way, when you say you're just say, being
just
honest.
Being on, just keeping it real, Mike. Just keeping it
keeping
real.
Keeping it real. But it's a it's something that I have. I'm hyper competitive.
Right.
You know, that's why Josh made my day today when I came in and he said people are liking the coffee mugs on the store and going mm-hmm. to the store. I love that. I love it when
Do
we
you
sell
think-
tickets to Las Vegas. I put it in a – it validates me as a human being. Is that shallow? You're goddamn right it's shallow. And but I stand by it. I am competitive.
I was hoping
that
Mike-
hasn't gone. That's when I'm probably going to pack it in, when I don't have that anymore, when I don't have that.
No,
and
Mike,
I don't
if you
know
don't have that, it's going to add 10 years to your life.
Yeah,
if you can somehow table it.
Yes.
If we had sold more mugs, which I hoped we had, do you think something hinky's going down at the store?
I am guilty of being far too competitive. I am. I get it. I
and
totally
looking back on it, if you
that.
Could change anything.
And it's a perfectly nice lad, too. This is the kid that when he went to the camp at the beginning of the summer, I looked through the tinted window when he first got there. And you know how you're nervous when
sure.
your kid goes to a thing. And I see this kid that he ran against across the room running with his hands up to greet my son.
Yep.
And I was
campaigning
like, how cool.
Already.
How-
right. Make homeroom great again.
That's right.
Rob. I was just grateful that he had such a good friend. I am so pathetic.
No, you're I'm not.
Really, this is
no,
a
you're
pathetic
not. You,
parent
you love,
move right
no.
here.
You love, and that's what, Mike, if you're guilty of anything, it's loving too hard.
It was
and
just,
that's what it is.
I was
but looking
so,
back
I felt
over the whole
so
thing,
bad for my kid. I really did.
Looking
know?
Back over the whole thing, if you could change one aspect of it, would it be that call to Carla?
No, if there was nothing I could do, he was questioning me about it as she walked out, and that was the moment of clarity where she realized that I was the source of all his angst. I made it worse. I
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
And I am eternally sorry for that. It
We've
was
all
terrible.
Done it. We've all done it.
It's horrible.
Absolutely.
I projected my own insecurity on my kid. The worst thing you can do as a parent.
So do you
yeah, go ahead.
Should we cancel that email to the MyPillow guy? Ask him for help.
Send it and get it right out to Mike Lindell. Oh, God, do I feel bad. I do feel bad. And I'm in a way, when the dust settles and I can relax about it, it's character building. Everybody doesn't put them all in the win column.
Once
you
the
gotta
dust
do
settles,
that.
Mike, once that dust settles and you give him a hug, it'll be okay. He's not going to hang on to
well,
it the
we,
way you're
we,
hanging
we
on to
him
it.
We gave him all the love in the world last night. There was not one. The only thing that would be worse than what I did would be mm-hmm. if I criticized him. And I didn't do that. Because that would have been, you know, if you'd done this, you got to pay attention. No. That mine was in second place, projecting my
you
own
can say,
angst
you can
on
say
my
what,
kid.
You can say what Condo Bob used to say to me.
What's that?
True. Way to go, Slick.
No, like with sports, that's a different animal. With sports, in the moment, you can tell them to hustle. You can tell them to focus. You can tell
right.
them to pay attention. You can tell them to work harder. You can tell all that. When it comes to something like this, where something has happened, you know, he put his best foot forward,
right.
and you're upset, I have to eat it more than I have to eat
yeah.
it about my stuff. Although I've lost it on this show multiple times. Look, any listener, the listeners who throw the spears and darts and rocks at me know that this is me, and I'm sorry, and I wish it was different. I really do. I really do.
Mike,
but I don't know if the show would be as entertaining if I was the cool customer that so many people are. By the
maybe,
way, a lot of
maybe,
yes,
he, maybe
yes.
he's a theater kid. Maybe politics aren't his thing.
Excuse me?
Maybe he's a theater kid. He's just got. He's young. He's fifth grade. He's
is
got
my
a fun.
Son?
Isn't
yeah, maybe.
That the same as politics?
No, I don't think so. Because
no, hold
I
on,
was.
Josh, this is a totally different issue. How
he's got
you?
To find his niche.
How
and Mike is the
you?
Son of a performer.
How dare you?
Mike, you were a kid. You were a theater kid.
Well-rounded. I was not. But when you say theater kid, I'm thinking of kids that didn't know how to throw a ball.
That
see, there
hurts.
It is again. Yes. Now I've been mean again, and I'll get people throwing because I couldn't control myself just then. That's
you know, there's nothing wrong with the theater, Mike.
I did theater, and I also did sports. I did both.
Crew.
Well, no. I played hockey in high school.
Oh, that's right.
I lettered in hockey. So I was a varsity.
I lettered in theater.
I was a varsity. You can't letter in theater.
Don't tell me. I have the letter, Mike.
It's not valid.
It is valid.
No, the letter. The letter is a sports. It's a sports.
No, it's an activity thing.
They expanded it to activity.
If you can get 70 points,
this is where everybody gets a trophy now.
No. You had to earn it. You had to earn it.
It was
the
start of that.
It would be the start of that, right?
Yes.
I mean, in the old day, you wore your the captain of the team wore his letter jacket. That's what it was.
I didn't wear it. I just got it. You know,
you got a letter. You didn't get a jacket.
No, I could buy a jacket if I wanted to. It's not like they card you.
No,
your ass kicked if you wore that down the hallway.
When I was in high school, you got jackets for when you were in theater, or you could get jackets for marching band as well. And and then they would wear the jackets like they were athletes when really they just play clarinet.
Oh, one added thing about my kid.
Yeah.
He brought his bassoon home.
Oh, you know what? You know what, Josh? He's a band kid.
No. Hey, you. All the kids take an instrument at this grade level, all right? He's not a band kid. He's a little scholar athlete, all right? He's not. You know what?
Mike, you can have the best grades in the world. You can have the best grades in the world, but you're still a band kid if you're hanging with the band. These next couple of years are going to be very important with him.
Rob.
Mike.
Listen to me.
All right.
He takes an instrument. Mm-hmm. Because they all have to, all right? And if he is a band, hold on, mouth. If he plays in a band, that's good too. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. But he's not a theater kid or a band kid because he wants to play sports. That's what he wants to do. And there's nothing wrong with being a theater kid or a band kid.
Sports
or
is more
else.
Accessible at fifth grade. Once he hits high school and there are full-fledged musical productions to be a part of, then he will see the lore of the theater.
You know, with your size, if you had thrown a ball, lifted a weight, run around a track, if you had had any, you could have been. I could have. You how tall were you, estimated, in your junior, if you can remember it, in your junior year of high school?
Junior year of high school, that was right before my growth spurt, I was 3'10". No, I was about.
And by the way,
junior of
if
high school,
someone
was
else was saying band kid or theater kid to me, other than you, it probably wouldn't bug me. But coming out of you know,
Mike, I could have
sit
been.
There with
yes,
a bowl
I
of Captain Crunch every afternoon. You know?
I could have been. I could have been probably a quite feasible football player at my size. However,
I would have put you on an offensive line.
However, as you know, I come from a broken home, and my years treading the boards was really just a cry for help.
You would have thrived on a football team in one of the non-skilled positions.
Mike, thank you.
I mean, you could have plugged a hole.
And you know what, Mike? In the world of business,
do you know what the skills positions are? If you have a football quiz?
No, I don't.
Running back, quarterback, receiver. That type.
Oh, I would have been a great quarterback, and you know why? I have the charisma.
You have the riz?
I have the riz to be a quarterback.
Oh my God! All right, you know what? Congratulations,
and Mike, congratulations to you and your well-rounded son. But I will say this: he is the son of a performer.
He is.
You can't kill that.
And he's got a great attitude, and he's got a great
sense of humor. Oh, Mike,
wonderful
improv.
Sense of humor. Yes,
improv might be his way.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. College football is upon us, and that's great. But if you're really invested in a game, It's awesome. That's where my bookie comes in. When I have some action going on, trust me, that's the best way to watch a game. And when you use my bookie, you're not just betting on football, you're investing in your team for the season. Last year, my bookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship. Michigan bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. Ka-ching! These types of bets highlight why it's worth it to lay an investment before the season begins. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara for a great deal. A bonus of up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's a great way to start off the college football season. Playing with house money, baby. Don't ever miss out on the action. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie, light them up! Yesterday in the middle of the show, we shared with you our Las Vegas commercial, and we want to play that again for you right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
Hello, Rob. This is Mike.
Where are you?
I won't be on the show today because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
Bro, why are you at the bottom of the pool?
It's not just any pool. It's the pool on top of the downtown Grand in Las Vegas. You know, with the Citrus Grand pool deck.
But we're not performing there until the weekend of November 9th.
Don't be an idiot, Spiwak. That's sooner than you think. Don't get left out. All the info for tickets and hotels and merchandise is at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Oh, that sounds great. We'll take over the whole hotel with fun and games and our all-new live show on that very pool deck. But I do have one more question.
Yes?
Are you alone in that pool?
No, silly. Josh is in here, too. It is Cal Ripken's Speedo bathing suit.
Help, I'm drowning.
No, you're not.
TMOS Live, the weekend of November 9th at the Downtown Grand Hotel in fabulous Las Vegas. Make your arrangements now at MichaelMaraShow.com. Come party with us.
I've stopped breathing. Revive me by purchasing tickets.
Great read.
That only starts to truly sing right at the end when Mr. Soroka is involved.
I agree. He saved it. He did save it.
That's
and
when
I have
it
to.
Really
you
know, comes
I think
play.
You had me do two takes, but you used the first one.
I did use the first one. It was what we call a safety take, Mike. I have to say there are effects that are widely available that can make you sound underwater.
Yes.
But you did that the old-fashioned way. That is
I
a
did.
Practical effect.
Yes.
You
yes.
did that with your voice, and I applaud you.
Thank I you so much. I appreciate that with the floating palette. That was lots of fun. it's official. I don't care about this, but apparently people still do. Oasis. I'll ask Rob. He's the music guy. Oasis yeah. is reuniting. What
Yay, they had one hit record. Yay.
At least Noel and Liam Gallagher are. There's no word who else will be in the band. The Gallaghers are the only consistent members. They announced a string of dates in the UK. Oasis hasn't played together since August of 2009. The Gallagher brothers have spent the years since sniping and insulting each other. This is the band that really was more famous by their altercations than
I used
their
to
music,
like,
right?
I like the song Wonderwall. It's a wonderful song. I have their first album. I can't think of anything else from it. I do like when they would smash the watermelons.
That's, sorry, the wrong Gallagher.
But money always brings brothers back together.
They do, and what? Mike, there is a legendary story. Do you have the story about the MTV Unplugged and them?
No.
Okay, this is great. There's two brothers. One is basically a singer, and one is basically the writer, but they harmonize and do stuff together.
Right.
When they were doing, I think it was Noel that is the star of this story. They were practicing to do Unplugged, and they had like 3 days of rehearsal leading up to it. The first day he showed up in a green-on-green outfit, and he might have been a little rumpled, and they rehearsed for a little while. Second day, he comes in, same outfit, still not shaved, rehearses less. Third day comes in, same outfit, noticeably inebriated, sings even less. Last time, comes in, doesn't sing, leaves, same outfit, still unshaven. They say at MTV, okay, this is sort of a big deal. Let's go with the show anyway without him and see how it goes.
Wow.
So they go out. T- to do this. And this is not like unplugged in like a studio. This isn't a theater. This is a big unplugged. And they come out, and Liam, the brother, if I apologize if I'm getting mixed up. I don't think I am. Liam, the first thing he says is, we're going to do this tonight, and Noel's not here because he has a sore throat. Okay. So they go and they go through the songs, and they sound pretty good. As they're doing it, one of the cameras finds the other brother in a balcony drinking champagne, watching the show.
Oh, no.
And then, after he starts watching it a little while, he starts heckling his brother doing the show.
Oh,
they are such brothers that they can't. It is very dysfunctional. And I think that sort of marked the beginning of the end.
Well, the prevailing joke online is that you should aim to buy tickets for the first show because you know who knows if they'll stay together past that, even if they make that show. 2025 marks the 30th anniversary of the band's biggest album, What's the Story, Morning Glory?
So, yes, and that's where you get like Wonderwall. Voices. Wonderwall's a good song.
Okay, it is a good song. I remember it well. Director Francis Ford Coppola did not want Megalopolis to be considered a woke production that lectures viewers, so he was particular about the casting. He told Rolling Stone that he purposely cast people like John Voight and Shia LaBeouf in order to achieve that. Here's his quote. The cast features people who were canceled at one point or another. There were people who are arch conservatives and others who are extremely politically progressive. We were all working on one film together. That was interesting, I thought. That's all he says.
He's
kind of an avant-garde guy. He does interesting things, but he has a track record.
What's the last great thing he's done?
Boy, that's tough. This is going to be maybe his swan song.
I would think so. Yeah.
He's been around a very long time. It might not be the end of one of our favorite shows, Yellowstone. They might not be pulling the plug on it after all. By the way, I have not yet watched the Kevin Costner movie Horizon. I have not chosen to do it. I've heard so many conflicting reports on
people
it.
People that love it, love it.
Really?
I mean, they're
I'm hearing more
it,
negative than I am positive.
And the people that don't like it are quitting really early in it, apparently.
Okay.
Like they're just bailing turning it on because it's a long movie. And
but I've heard stuff like it is a Western of a John Ford quality, that it's an amazing. Well, no, Mike, that's a classic Western and a
very
big compliment.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure
compliment.
If that is what I would like. I like modern Westerns. I don't like old-school
so
Westerns.
So if you like an old-school Western, maybe it is more your thing. But hearing that it's John Fordian makes me want to watch it because you're thinking about the big sweeping shots of the desert and things like that. You don't see
it
anymore.
That.
So
it still has a 70 on Rotten Tomatoes from the audience.
Well, I got to check it out eventually. Mm-hmm. Kelly Riley, you remember her as Beth Dutton. What a character. By the way, I love Kevin Costner, but I think with the talent of Kelly Riley alone, not necessarily Cole Hauser, who plays Rip Wheeler on that show, who I also thought did a great job, but that acting, those acting chops right there, that she can sustain a television show easily. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'd watch her.
But they should change the name of Rip Wheeler. That's not a good
Rip
name.
Wheeler.
Rip Wheeler. That's even worse.
Rip Wheeler.
Rip.
They're in talks to come back.
Spiewak.
Nothing has been confirmed. Yellowstone Season 5 returns Sunday, November 10th. So that's just around the corner, and that will have Kevin Costner in it, I believe. So
that's the end of it, right?
Right after Vegas.
Okay, very cool. In Decatur, Georgia, lies a piece of culinary history. It is the home of the very first Waffle House.
Mm.
And to get inside, to see it, there is a six-month wait list. Here's the kicker. When you finally get inside, they won't even serve you breakfast. Instead, it's home to the Waffle House Museum, which is a walk down memory lane. Come on.
That's really nauseating.
When you step through the front doors, you are instantly transported to where it all began almost 70 years ago. This first location was opened by Joe Rogers Sr. and Tom. Hey, this is a good name for a guy that has a breakfast joint. Tom Forkner.
I get it.
Since then, it's boomed into a massive corporation with over 2,000 locations.
Ever been?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
I've never
drunk.
Been. Never been to a Waffle House.
Both the museum is pretty special. Artifacts and memorabilia dating all the way back to the restaurant's beginnings.
Well, you know what they have, Mike, which is great? The original piece of sausage.
Yes. Preserved. And
no, they didn't need to.
Oh, that's right. It's just there. You know, you could eat it. The Waffle House Museum is free to visit, but the tours are booked through the end of the year. God. They won't start taking appointments for 2025 until December. Sorry, kids. There is an open house coming up on September 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to brave the crowds for that. Ooh, get there early. Get there
It'll
early,
be crowded
everybody.
With the best people you ever met.
I've got another food story for you here.
Thank you.
If you want to be classy, consider using this as a permanent piece of your furniture. Pizza Hut. This is the Pizza Hut cup you guys talk about, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. If you want, Pizza Hut's latest gimmick is a pizza box that's also a coffee table. This is kind of like what they did out there at the Olympics in Paris.
Well, also what Kramer did. Remember, he made a coffee table book that was a coffee table.
Very interesting. Yeah. It's meant for people who are moving to a new place and haven't set up their furniture. The bottom folds out into a sturdy base. But they mean sturdy enough for a pizza, not sturdy enough to put your feet up on it. They did a poll and found that 87% of Americans have ordered pizza during a move, and 79% ate it on the floor. It's really a gimmick, though. They're only offering the new moving box table for a limited time in three cities, Dallas, Charlotte, and Orlando. I think it would work even when you're not moving. I think if you're a kid in a dorm, keep it going, and I think they should keep this
what
rolling.
What they really like should do, Mike, is Pizza Hut should offer a pizza that turns into a good pizza. That's what they should do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that one.
My kids like Pizza Hut, and I'm like, guys, there's so much better pizza out there. Don't do that.
Not a fan of Pizza Hut, not a fan of Jets.
But think about that table poolside.
Ah, know what? Now I'm really pissed.
Pizza party.
Charlie, are you at the pool, Charlie?
Oh, yes, Rob.
that was mellow Charlie right there. Finally today, 15 coworkers scaled a mountain in Colorado last Friday as part of a team-building exercise. Apparently, that's what they were doing. But one guy got left behind. Mount Shibano is 100 miles southwest of Denver. The summit is over 14,000 feet. This is a real peak here, but not everyone did the whole thing. A few people hung back, so there were two groups, except for one guy who ended up doing the last leg himself. He made it to the top fine, but he got lost on his way down after everyone left and took their gear with them.
Good
popular guy.
But
popular.
Yeah.
A few people hung back. So there were two groups, except for this guy. He made it to the top fine, but got lost on the way down. So he arrived at the top around 11:30 a.m. Then he got turned around. He dropped a pin, texted it to his coworkers, and they told him he was going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. He sent another pin drop at 3:50 in the afternoon. That's a long deal.
That is a long time to be on a mountain right there.
He was going in the right direction at that point. But then a big storm hit, and they had high winds, they had freezing rain. He got disoriented in the storm, which also cut off his cell service. But his coworkers either didn't know or didn't care, and no one told search and rescue until 9 p.m.
Oh,
what kind
God.
Of business is this? They would have tried using drones to find him with the rescue people, but they couldn't make it that far up the mountain in the bad weather. Plus, he was in all black clothing.
Great. He's a goth guy.
And that would have been impossible to spot. Now, they left stuff along the path when they were leaving to guide them back, like a trail of breadcrumbs. This is the other people. But they took it with them when they left him behind.
That's ridiculous.
Luckily, he is okay, Rob. He got cell service back around 10 a.m. the next day.
That's almost 24 hours.
He called 911. By the time they found him, he had been gone for over 24 hours, and he couldn't walk. He told them he'd fallen at least 20 times. They stretchered him out and got him to a hospital. They say he's lucky his phone didn't die, or they wouldn't have found him at all. So there's a lesson to be
learned. That's
a
good
lesson. Yeah, that's your lesson, everybody.
Mike, why don't we do team building exercises for this show?
Because you and I don't know how to walk. That's the way it goes.
All you know, we do is drop pins.
You know that semi-viral video where I'm walking into the FK Your Diet?
Yeah.
And Carla follows me, and I have the classic 65-year-old gait. I'm trying to work on that. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. I want to tell you something very, very important, and I want to do that right now. Whether you are a seasoned gym goer or you're just starting your fitness journey, what your workout really needs is FitBod. It's a fitness app that customizes each workout based on your goals and adapts them as you improve. FitBod tailors a personal workout based on your time and your equipment constraints. So, whether you got 10 minutes or 2 hours, FitBod can help you get better with each workout. FitBod creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, fitness level, and available equipment. FitBod tracks your muscle recovery so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum. It's like a personal trainer, but better. It's cheaper, it's easier to build a custom fitness plan, and one that works for you. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan, get 25% off your subscription, or try the app free at fitbod.me/TMOS. That's fitbod.me/TMOS. Can you give us that thumbs up again?
Sure, double thumbs up gives you fireworks. Woo! I love America.
That's beautiful. I do love it. I do love it when you do that, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, let's talk slang, shall we, for just a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
My kid was explaining in great detail. I will not burden you with it here. Skibbity and skibbity toilet and some of the slang.
What
that they
is
are
skibbity
using
toilet?
That,
I've
don't
heard
ask
it.
Me. I he explained it. I wouldn't be able to relay it properly.
All right.
It made my brain hurt when he tried to explain it to me. But you say that there is some slang that's actually being banned in schools. Am I right about
a
that?
A teacher is going semi-viral. She is a teacher in a Catholic school in Miami, and she has put together a list of things that are prohibited to be said in her classroom. And okay. It's funny because the headline did involve Riz, Skibbity, and Skibbity Toilet. Those are three hot words. So
what
I don't
like.
Have the definition of all of these, but I do have some of the words.
It's positive. I think Skibbity is positive. Like it's a Skibbity, you know, this is a Skibbity class, I think.
And the reason,
could be wrong.
The reason that this is, then what would be a Skibbity Toilet?
It's a cartoon about people that live in a toilet.
That
the Skibbity
like
Toilet people.
Is it a classic Warner Brothers cartoon?
It's a Skibbity, and then there are other people that are outside of the Skibbity people. I've never seen the cartoon animation of the Skibbity people. I don't know. I don't even know what they look like.
All right. The reason that this is something of an issue is they're saying that this is targeting black and brown people because they use slang more than white students. And
so the slang is targeting them?
No, the prohibition of slang is targeting them.
So by saying you can't say skibbity, I can say with great authority that my son is not a minority and he uses it regularly every day.
Before I get to the words, my thought on this, and I did think about it, is there is color aside, if it's not profane, it's just the organic growth of the English language. You shouldn't prohibit kids from talking.
Yeah, it's interesting that she's doing this.
There's going to be a new word in 6 months.
Right. So in this lady's classroom, she says, please know that using slang is an academic setting that can diminish your capability to becoming a successful writer. I don't buy that. But these are prohibited in her classroom in Miami. Bruh. You can't say bruh.
Now, my kid last year, my son's Spanish teacher, prohibited that, and I was all for it. I think it's
in Spanish, is there a Spanish word for bruh?
It's disrespectful. It is. It's kind of like over-familiarization with someone.
How is it different than calling someone brother?
Well, no, you wouldn't.
No, your teacher.
Your teacher, you wouldn't call bruh. I'm doing it, bruh. You wouldn't say that to your teacher.
Right.
No, but I wouldn't have any problem. If you prohibited it in the entire classroom, that means you couldn't even say it to a buddy.
Last night, I watch a video. This kid's on a dirt bike or an ATV.
Right.
He gets in an altercation with a 64-year-old, kills him, fights him, bloodies him. This kid was so incredibly disrespectful. He's using the N-word and he's using bruh with the cops. This kid was such a brat. They had him on his phone with his parents, and it was the worst parenting I'd ever seen. No discipline whatsoever. So when you see him using the bruh, you understand that the disrespect factor. I was totally.
I can see that. I can
understood
see that
the
in
Spanish
that setting,
teacher last year doing that. I got that.
Right. That all started with slang. Mm-hmm. Then he turned into a murderer.
Yep.
And then not only that, he fixed a fifth grade election. But that's different. Mike, you can't say SOB or standing on business.
I can say SOB to you right there.
No, come on.
Oh, we're there just were no fireworks for that.
No.
Do I get them? No, mine doesn't work.
I think you have to put it in front of your microphone. So they see both. No, so
no,
the,
like in front.
In front of your microphone so they can see. There we go. Any fireworks?
No.
Sad.
No fireworks for Mike.
Mike, you can't say ski ye. I don't know what that means.
What is it?
Ski ye.
Ski ye.
You can't say
ski ye.
Or the variant, Mike, ooh wee ski ye.
Ooh wee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
Can't say that's cap. Don't know what that is.
No, there's something bad. That's
like true.
Okay. This is one that Robert uses all the time. Bet. Do you want to go bowling?
My son uses that one. Yeah. Bet. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good thing. I want to. Yes, bet.
Okay, I don't know this one. Oh, my God, Miss T.
I haven't heard that one. Okay. I haven't heard that, but I hear the lawnmower.
How about on my mama?
That's like it's really true?
Yeah, like or on like my dead really mama.
I love
or
that
on,
one.
I do, too.
Did you do your homework? On my mama, I did.
Yeah, you ate that
I love
up.
That. I might use that one. On my mama.
Mike, Riz. Can't say Riz.
He does that one. Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. What up, G-Wade?
I think I've heard that, but I'm not 100% sure.
Ski-yi is when you see a cute girl or someone with a big booty or you're trying to holla at somebody. That comes
what about Giot? What about Giot?
Giot is...
I'm sure that's banned.
I'm sure it is. I'm not... Yeah, that's number 17 on our list, Mike. In the cut with my twin. Any idea?
Is that like your best friend? Like your
maybe.
And a lot of these are. I can see the discrimination because a lot of these are coming from like rap music.
Okay.
All right. Mike, I will agree with this one. She has prohibited the use of the N-word with an exclamation point.
Well, so that's what not this just white kid it, is doing it. With the cops. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe what I was hearing from this kid.
Freak, you mean? I don't know. I feel 1,000 years old.
I do, too. You do.
Mike,
Jesus.
You can't say this is a... I think I'd like this if I knew what it was. Munyun. M-U-N-Y-U-N. Munyun.
I think I have one of those on the bottom of my foot.
I have two in my kitchen. Just vibe, twin. What up, twin? I guess that's what we do every day because we're like buddies, right? What up, twin?
If you bring up my kid's election one more time, we won't be.
Oh, come on now. I withdraw the remark. I apologize.
All right, very good.
Munyun means money or cash, and it's said as munyun, so it's easier to be understood by deaf people.
So is...
What?
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. You were rolling on that, and then you lost me completely.
I know. It says that munyun, the more easier slang pronunciation of the word money slash cash,
right,
which is easier understood by deaf people. That's what it says is
this
the definition.
Is, this, I feel, this is exactly how I feel when I'm in my car with my 11-year-old right here. Munyun. Right. I like that. I get munyuns when I go on a long trip.
I had to give some munyun to help Helen Keller.
to express oneself, to react as if a prize has been won.
Munyun.
Is it kind of like it's money?
Yeah.
Like Mike, it's really silly. Good as munyun.
The
greatest fast them by two now.
The sentence examples are, I'm addicted to making munyun.
Yeah.
Munyun.
Okay.
All right.
I hope he is.
It's giving, Mike. It's giving.
How many of these are there, Mike?
And
God.
I have the last one, which is, I have no idea. It's N-I-E. Knee. Nye.
Nee.
We are the knights that say nah, nah on my mama.
Well, look, some of that stuff in there, I can understand with you, but most of them, it's just kids being kids. But
and if it's not disrespectful, I say encourage them to speak their minds.
Would
my
I be
knee?
What
is it? Knee is a shortened version of noun, mainly used by older Black women.
Knee.
It's shortened of noun.
Like go on knee.
Okay, knee.
Or go on nine.
I hear you, knee.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah,
it's a shorter version of now.
Let me ask this question, because I've got all these words in my head. Is it me, or does it sound like slang is more prevalent in this generation than it has been in previous generations? Or am I being an old man by saying
no,
that?
I think it is, because I can't think of a lot of slang from like my high school. I mean, we said awesome. That was a big one for a long time, but that's not really slang. That's
slang is just like jumbling words together and get like it's all just shorthand.
Yeah.
And it's
kind of
like internet
slang
speak has came into.
But munion is longer than money. It's another letter. It's not shortening.
Yeah. I'm correcting Josh's grammar. My brain is going to come out of my cranium right now. It's driving me nuts. It truly is. I'll give you my bit. When I was a kid, my piece of slang that we used all the time.
What's
I would
that?
Say, get ye to the blacksmithy. There you go.
On my mama.
On my mama. On my mama. I will not pass Paul Revere's warning on.
One if by land.
Two if by sea. All right. And it was cold. We'll be right back, everybody, with some beautiful video. Hey, everybody, unleash your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. It's never been easier. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, have a call with a medical provider, and get your prescription delivered right to your door. Just one injection a week, and you're on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. They offer FDA-approved semaglutide, not semi-glutide, semaglutide,
right,
and tirzepatide for weight loss, plus NAD+, B12, somorolin, and PT-141 for that extra boost. Get ready to shine in Las Vegas, feel great, and look amazing. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve this message, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry beautiful.
Rob,
how are you?
You are a nostalgian, and I know
you
love it. I would say that this was the original talk to kids and make kids say the darndest thing. It was a guy, if you don't know, by the name of Art Linkletter.
Oh, sure.
And the format down the road was used by the disgraced comedian Bill Cosby, but it still is funny to this day. This is 100 years old.
Yeah, and the concept has carried on and on. Linkletter was a big deal at the time. He was the host of the live broadcast of the opening of Disneyland. So he was a big, big deal back then. And his face is on the $1,000 bill, I believe, in life, the game of life.
This may be may need an audio boost, Josh, because it's the audio is a little weak on it. But share this this little video clip from Art Linkletter right now.
Favorite Bible story.
Jesus.
You got to take it. Hold that. Redo it. Take it to the beginning. It's chopped off.
He's asking about a favorite Bible story.
That seems to be the beginning.
Favorite Bible story.
Bible story.
Okay.
Favorite Bible story.
Jesus made the water into wine.
Yes, that was a miracle, wasn't it?
Yes.
And what does the story about Jesus making the water into wine teach us?
When you run out of wine, get on your knees and pray.
I really believe that was legit because it was such a beautiful line that I don't think it was scripted, but it's amazing, you know. And we have kind of a nostalgia theme on my little clips for you today. This will make you feel old if you are of a certain generation because
sure.
I go back to when this person was a kid, but she's beautiful. And she's been in the public eye since she was a child. And listen to what Brooke Shields has to say right now. This is interesting.
Okay, so I sat here a year ago, and I watched my big girl leave. And I'm back on this porch, and I am now officially an empty nester. And wow. My little girl, she was just, they were just so, they're together at least. But it's really not, it's not easy for the moms. I mean, it's just so weird. It's so weird that she's not here. Anyway, it was really hard, and then she started crying, and then I really started crying, and then I cried a good portion of the ride home. So, anyway, I'm an empty nester.
It just, now listen, this is multi-layered.
That means Greg Shields will be a grandmother soon, which is weird.
It is, and I was the part-time dad when my daughters did it, so I didn't have the same feeling. I don't know. Well, I probably won't even be aware of it when my son becomes a.
We'll tell you.
Thank you. You are a legitimate, experienced the empty nest thing. Were there tears when that? That happened?
I didn't cry when he left this time until I got a reminder of what a thoughtful and great kid Robert is. I mean, growing up, it was a tradition that we would take a first day of school picture. No big deal. Everyone does it. I would stand them in front of the fireplace, and I have them going back to Robert being in kindergarten, right, of him standing in front of the fireplace first day of school. And on Monday, when classes started at WVU and we got him off there, he said, "Dad, here's my first day of school picture." And he took a selfie and sent it to me because he knew how important it was to me. Wow. And that is, that's a pretty great punch right to the heart.
That's cool.
I mean, that realized
that's cool. Yeah,
that it's important. And so,
that.
No, I'm not really an empty nester because either kid is 2.5 hours away. It's
yeah,
not
but technically
a big deal.
They're out of the house.
That's what an empty nest means. We didn't mention in the front of the show, Robert popped positive for COVID yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is classes are just starting. So I had to go on the internet, and it's great because instead of having to drive up there, today he will be receiving Tylenol, vitamin C, a thermometer, 2 cases of Gatorade, and 2 pounds of gummy bears. So,
still there, think, right? Probably till, you know. I mean, we're parents till the end. That's it. That's the way it always
can't
works.
Shake it. I love him very much, but wow, that when that picture arrived, that stopped me in my tracks. Sweet kid.
Continuing the nostalgia theme here, Rob. The '70s were a particularly hot time for one-hit wonders. We call them one-hit. It's a band that comes out, gets a hit, and they put it out there. And I think I share this with you because it's great to take a trip down memory lane to hear the songs, but it's also a time to realize just how good-looking people were in the 1970s. And I'll share the artists with you as we hear them. Let's roll the one-hit wonders. Here we go. Cool. Mungo Jerry.
The Teeth. I knew The Teeth.
Pretty Man. That's a band that had a really nice name called Climax. Brandy, Looking Glass.
That broke in D.C., that song.
That's Terry Jacks.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
There's the Silver Connection. Fly, Robin, fly. Starland Vocal Band, D.C. area band.
Yeah, another D.C. band.
Oh, yeah, Ram Jam. Love that song. I can't hope
that I hold. That is a 70s record right there.
Walter Egan. I don't know that one.
And neither.
Disco Nights.
Oh, I know that.
Spirit in the Sky, that's Norman Greenbaum.
Yep.
There they are. I just thought I'd share a few of those.
All one-hit wonders. That's a really fascinating thing, and it leads to the fact that if you look at the top 40 charts today, an entire year will have about 5 number one hits because they stay number one forever. If you go back to the 70s, you're looking at 35, 40 different number one hits in a year.
Truly.
Because all that chart action.
I was surprised how many of those I knew.
Yeah. They've endured quite a bit, and the
well, every
best
time
looking,
you hear "Spirit in the Sky," Mike, it means we're going to war in Vietnam in any movie.
And the winner, the best looking, still Mungo Jerry.
Of course.
All right, Liz Glaser, stand-up comedian, This is a variation on maybe an old joke. I'm not sure, but it made me laugh, so I'll share it with you.
Okay. That right anything here, that's happening between Israelis and Palestinians is funny, but I do want to tell you one thing that happened to me, which is I was on an airplane, and there was a guy on the plane wearing a T-shirt that said Hamas. And I was like,
oh no,
I didn't know that they were selling merch. And also I was like, no matter what your politics are, like, that's a confident choice for an airplane on Delta. Like, it's just a lot. And I was like, I'm such a nervous person. I was like, maybe I need to say something. Like, what if I'm the only person who sees this? So I finally went over to the flight attendant and I was like, hey, there's this guy, T-shirt, Hamas, 16D. You didn't hear it from me. Do with it what you will. And then she, like, walks away, comes back to me a couple minutes later. She's like, did you mean the man wearing the T-shirt that says Bahamas? And I was like, listen, I said what I said, okay? I was like, the palm trees did throw me off slightly.
That's great.
That's awesome. Rob Spiewak, I think it's time for you to upgrade your vehicle. I think you need a new car. I really do.
Oh, you really? Okay.
I don't know. I don't think this is a prototype. I think this is going to be available. This car, I'm a car guy. I know you're not much of a car guy.
I love my car, yeah.
Check out what the Cadillac people are offering right now. This will blow you away, ladies and gentlemen. So, Rob Spiewak's next car. There it is.
Gullwing doors.
Look at the big gullwing doors.
Wow.
This is a brand new Cadillac concept car called the Opulent Velocity. And look at the size of these doors. I mean, that's a full Shaquille O'Neal. Extremely futuristic design by Cadillac. The headlights are right here on the side.
Look at that.
But they go through the bodywork, and you have the daytime running light on top of the actual body, which looks super clean, super nice. Staggered rims. It has like a kind of glassy effect. Really nice. And what's interesting is that there's a glass piece, kind of. Obviously not real glass, but it lets the taillights have a parallax 3D effect going inwards. You have the same kind of 3D effect on the badge in the back, too. A tiny little detail right here, a little line. You see that? If I put my hand here for 3 seconds, one,
yeah,
two,
like the
truck
we had yesterday. I'm a car dude. I like to share cars.
Oh, the automatic opening. Oh, it's awesome.
It opens up. And what you'll notice once you see this is that this is a big, open, lightweight space. And underneath it is where the taillight 3D effect is. All right, going to the inside. Seats are very low. There's two drive modes. One basically a chauffeur mode called Opulent mode, and then Velocity, which is the one that is activated on at the moment, where you have access to
the
steering wheel.
Pedals come out. Not even a steering wheel.
Opulent mode. Everything goes in. Full level 4 autonomous driving. Take a look at this center knob right there. That's to change your options. Very nice.
Anyway,
wow, Mike. You know what they say? They say low and wide. That's the Cadillac ride.
And all these cars are prepping for you not to drive.
Yeah,
they had the steering wheel and pedals go away, so it'll drive you.
But you know what? With me, that makes it actually a pretty good selling point. I shouldn't be driving out there.
won't spin it like a top like you want to do. And finally, today I offer you my favorite Norm MacDonald talk show
good,
moment.
Norm.
This is Norm with an ad lib on the fly, one of the best I've ever heard on any talk show anywhere when he was on Conan O'Brien. Let's take a look at this.
What's the movie going to be called?
I know what it's going to be called.
Yeah, what's that?
If it's got Carrot Top in it, you know what a good name for it would be?
What's that, Norm?
Box Office Poison.
Hold on.
She's in it.
What about my career?
Courtney Thorne Smith. The girl sitting to your left is in the movie.
I'm going to go see it for clips.
All right, well, there's this 2-hour season finale of Melrose Place. There's this movie coming out.
Yes.
Title undetermined at this point.
Chairman of the board.
Oh, all right. Do something with that, you freak.
He's saying that to Norm. He says that to Norm. Challenges him.
I bet the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
That's it. Oh, Norm, we miss you. That is
so good.
One of the
so
great ad-libs.
Awesome,
We'll take a break. Rob's got some beautiful video for you,
This
too,
video, Mike, you know, I bring you video every day, but this is really beautiful video.
Oh, I'm excited about that. Good luck, Rob Spiewak. Hey, everybody, the Mike O'Mara Show is happy to promote Nurture Life. As a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are. That's why you need Nurture Life. You see, Nurture Life is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months old to 10 years old. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious, and fully cooked, ready to serve in just 1 minute. Nurture Life lets kids enjoy a healthy diet, that's so important, while still eating all of their favorites like mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. Michael, he's 11. He's out of the range, but he still loves the corn dogs. So what sets Nurture Life apart from other meal delivery services? It's how amazing they taste and how healthy they are. It's even allergy friendly. It's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use code TMOS for 55% off your first order. I love the name of the company too, Nurture Life.
Yeah, Nurture Life.
That's right, 55% off. Once again, NurtureLife.com for 55% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you beautiful
video.
Hey,
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
I have loved for a long time Michael Keaton. I just think he is a great actor. He's done a lot of stuff. I go back to Mr. Mom with him. Mm-hmm. Thought he was great in that. And Gung Ho, and of course, he is my Batman. But he has the new Beetlejuice movie coming out that is called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was clever to promote it. Everyone has seen the series on the internet, Hot Ones, where people are interviewed while eating progressively hotter buffalo wings, right?
Right.
So he did, instead of Hot Ones, he did Not Ones, and it's Michael Keaton interviewing himself as Beetlejuice.
Welcome to the show.
How long is this going to take? I got to get to the spa.
Wow. Okay. Who are some of your influences?
Well, Napoleon was a pal. Bieber, of course, for obvious reasons. Caligula was a wild man. Am I going to say that?
You got a little...
His face is covered in sauce.
Yeah, never mind. Let's up the ante.
Superb.
You've been haunting this metaphysical astral plane for over 600 years. You ever allowed yourself to, you know, contemplate the infinite nature of time?
Nope.
Good promotion. Really, really clever.
I love Michael Keaton. I will go see that film.
Oh, 100%.
Mike, if I say to you the name Audra Lindley, does it mean anything to you?
Yeah, there was a television show that I do remember because it came on like when I was home from school. It's called The Big Valley. And she was she played the daughter on The Big Valley, and she was kind of hot.
Do you know that Big Valley was named after Barbara Stanwyck? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Look at him laughing at his head. Josh, do you understand that joke at all?
I don't understand anything that was said in the last 20 seconds.
It's a reference to something Barbara Stanwyck.
But later on in her life, she went on to play Helen Roper, who was, of course, Mrs. Roper from Three's Company. I was never a big Three's Company fan.
Wait. Audra Lindley played Helen Roper?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to... Maybe I've got the wrong person.
Maybe I'll double check, because I don't know
if
that's...
No, you are correct.
Oh, she was in both. All right. So, Mike, now people... I've never done a pub crawl, because back when I drank, I didn't need an excuse to drink. But now the big thing are Audra Lindley, Helen Roper pub crawls.
Here she is.
Yep.
As Helen.
Where women dress up as Mrs. Roper from Three's Company and go bar to bar.
Sandy, it's all about letting
this
your hair down, or in this case, getting that wig on and letting loose.
The colorful caftans and curly red hair
turning
some heads in the little town of
They're all in caftans.
A lot of people driving past us with their windows down and their phones up so that they can record us as we were going by.
I love it.
It was fun. It was a spectacle for sure.
More than 100 people came out for a Saturday pub crawl. Tickets sold out in mere minutes.
She's a reminder that it's never too late to be fun, be bold, and celebrate life's quirks. Like, it's important
That's right, lady.
But anyway. That lady.
They all got the
I liked
red
it right
wings.
Up until she started talking. Shut up.
I know.
Then they became parrot heads, you know? Let me tell you what our scale of rules is. You know, shut up.
I guess I am too trusting when I go to a hotel. I always assume that if I leave my room unattended, everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe it's because I'm not a female. I don't know. But this lady checked into a hotel and she left the camera on her iPad going. And the not like a cleaning crew, but the guy at the front desk came into her hotel room.
Oh, no.
She captured it. Going through her laundry.
Oh, he's got my knickers. Oh, he's sniffing
no.
them.
Oh, no.
He's sniffing my pants.
Perv.
Oh, he's actually taking my knickers.
Is he taking it?
Yeah.
He's sniffing them.
Oh my God. In his pocket.
Oh, God, red-handed.
Yeah.
Ew.
I hope not red-handed.
God.
Anyway, so just be careful.
God, you are horrible.
You're the worst.
That's
okay,
terrible.
Mike. At least we weren't at the 3-day residency of Kenny Chesney at Gillette Stadium up near Boston. It was a lot for the town to handle. So we go now to the news coverage of WJAR. That's right, JAR. We go to the JAR news coverage of the Kenny Chesney concert, and Mike, things got out of hand.
For one woman, the experience took a turn. Foxborough police say an off-duty Cranston police officer is accused of urinating on her during Saturday night's show.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
Authorities report a total of 21 people were arrested for various offenses, from disorderly conduct to assault.
I think that's pretty wild. I've been to a lot of concerts, and that I don't ever hear that.
In the case of 30-year-old Shane Lynch, officers were called to the pit at 9:15 after a woman reported a man urinated on her boot.
Mike, he was off duty.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because he was peeing instead of duty.
That's right. He also got nabbed for, indecent exposure. I think they walk hand in hand.
He tried to get away wearing the Audra Lindley wig.
Don't see Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, I know, do you remember when they would do the bird callers on The Tonight Show and later on Letterman, the people that would
that.
Do the pressure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, there is, I believe it's at the Tennessee World's, not World's Fair, Tennessee State Fair. They do a husband calling competition, which goes back to before, cell phones. And if your husband was out in the field, you had to bring him in. Here are some of this year's competitors.
Jorko is a truck driver. So when wife Shannon came to visit him in Lebanon, the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair was a must.
Food.
And they love it. Love the people.
Southern hospitality is a real thing.
They love how we grab a bucket of fries and deep fried PB&J and get right on something that does that.
I like the old town. What's the name of it?
Fiddler's Grove.
Fiddler's Grove.
Right. And something in Fiddler's Grove they just had to see. This is the Husband Calling Contest.
Wake up. I hear something outside. Can you get up and find out what it is?
Judging deliberations fueled by Giant T. The one with the $1 refills. I bet I could find even more people around here who'd be pretty good at this.
I like the best one. Henry, my lunch is ready. So,
I don't know,
Mike,
if I like that or not. I don't know why it bothers me.
Well, I don't like it at all because I look at that and I see my future.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care for it at all. That's that's just disturbing to me. I've got a headache now. That's it. We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you so much for supporting us in every possible way. The TMOS store, tickets to our show in Las Vegas, still available for you. We'll be probably right up to the bitter end. That's the way they're going this time. We get it. We understand. But
we
keep
will
buying
see you
those
there.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll see you there. We're going. We're going to have a great time on the Citrus Pool Deck of the Downtown Grand Hotel. Get your tickets today, and hotel rooms are still available. If you want to be in the hotel, we're going to be in the same hotel, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So, check it all out. You can get it all at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Show. TMRS.